This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's time for the five.
It's countdown.
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it all?
Go ahead.
Number five.
The New York Jets, Jets traded Jamal Adams in a fourth round pick in 2022 to the Seahawks for safety Bradley McDougald, first round picks in 2021 and 2022, and also a third round pick in 2021. Did Seattle get fleeced in this deal?
Jim, what do you think?
Well, it's too soon to tell. I love that. And people have to do this, right? As soon as a trade is made, you have to grade the trade. Well, you don't know.
Well, yes, it's our job.
In the short term, Seattle made out great.
Yes.
In the short term. And the Jets aren't going anywhere for a while. So this could be one of those deals that works out well for both teams. But no, I don't think Seattle got fleeced. A few years down the road, maybe. But at least they know what they're getting.
I have no idea how the Jets were able to get that much for Jamal Adams when everyone and their mother knew that he was doing everything he could to get out of there, when Adam Gase had essentially poisoned the well against another one of their star players, much like he did with Le'Veon Bell once he got to town, before he even got to town, and yet still they were able to get two first-round picks and a third-rounder and essentially another player to replace Adams on the back end of the defense. Not as good as Adams, but still, it makes, and we'll get into this for just a couple minutes later, it makes the Steelers giving up just a first-round pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick even more of a steal. Just absolute highway robbery. But that's maybe apples and oranges a bit. Nonetheless, next, Matt.
Number four.
The NFL and the NFLPA agreed to terms on many things that will keep the NFL training camps on time. One of those things included the ability for players to opt out of the season by August 3rd and receive a stipend from the league. Do you think we'll have prominent players sit this season out?
Well, the prominent players, they don't, if you're talking about the real prominent ones, they don't need the money that much. They could make a decision later. I do think that prominent players are going to watch what happens with other sports. Like, for example, the Red Sox pitcher Rodriguez, who apparently developed a heart condition from coronavirus, they think. If you hear more and more stuff like that, then I think you will have some prominent players sit out, stipend or not.
Yeah, I don't. $350,000 is a lot of money to stay at home and not play if you're in a higher risk category. I get it, though. I wonder... It will be interesting to me what players fight for if they're not in a higher risk category. If you're a player that says, hey, I don't have any pre-existing conditions, let alone anyone in my family who has pre-existing conditions, but I still don't know about the safety of playing this year, is that enough for you to sit it out and say, hey, you know what, I'm just going to play it safe? I don't know if we'll get any big names. I think this is a good conversation to have with Ed Bouchette at the top of the hour, because when we spoke about it last weekend, about 8 days ago, he had an interesting perspective on it. Again, we'll have Ed on at 7 o'clock.
Number three.
Sid came back to practice Friday and feels good about his health moving forward. That being said, how should they handle him until game start in the Montreal series?
Well, if he can play, he's going to practice today. And if he's well enough to play tomorrow, I think he needs to play against the Flyers.
We can get into this in a minute, Jim, because it's part of our Twitter poll in about less than 10 minutes, actually. But I just see no reason at all. He's Sidney Crosby. He's going to be ready. We know he's going to be ready for the drop of the puck Saturday night against the Canadiens. I have no interest in seeing him play in an exhibition game that means absolutely nothing. For that matter, I don't know if I'd play Gino either, but I would just let Sid skate on the side as much as he wants to between now and Saturday night and fire him up for game one against Montreal.
Number two.
Ben Cherington told our Pirates insider Jason Mackey that he thinks it's fair to say that Gregory Polanco will return to the lineup at some point this week. What kind of expectations can we have for him in 2020?
He was one of the Pirates' best players in Bradenton. And he was hitting well in practices before that positive test came back. I would expect him to be pretty good.
I don't know what pretty good is for Polanco anymore, but if the guy can hit 250 and give them 9 or 10 home runs in this shortened season, I think that would be a wild success. And I think it'll be interesting to see how they put him in the line, how they fit him into the lineup every day, and when he does, not that he'd be pushed out by Guillermo Heredia or something like that, but, you know, is it in right field? Is it at DH? And how does he play in right field? How does the arm look? Give me 9 or 10 home runs, and that would be a wild success for Polanco, I think, in this shortened season.
Number one.
After the first three games of Pittsburgh Pirates action this weekend, your biggest takeaway was?
They're going to have trouble scoring runs.
Yeah, and their bullpen is going to give them a lot of issues. Unless Derek Shelton suddenly decides after one game that he's going to go to a pen of Brubaker, Feliz, and Birdie on a regular basis, which I doubt he's going to do, because even in a 60-game sprint, this season's about development and trying to figure out what they have in different guys, and managers always hate to make a decision based on just one performance. But their bullpen, if it involves more Richard Rodriguez and Kyle Crick, as we saw in the first couple games of this series, is going to cost them games, especially if, as you pointed out, Jim, they can't score a ton of runs. That's the five. We do it every Monday to sort of wrap up all the big stuff from the weekend.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.